never argue with the Nikkei Week Queen of Little Tokyo. Auntie Susie gifted me with this advice when I was 6, and I probably should have taken it to heart. But never sounds like a long time when you're 6, and I must have known deep down that there would be so many things I'd want to argue about. Ugh, Rika-chan! Why won't you just stop fighting with me? My sister Belle, the current Nikkei Week Queen of Little Tokyo, gives me an impressively regal glower. You have the worst temper in the whole entire world! False, I say, even though it's kind of true. I'm actually suppressing my kaiju temper extra hard because I'm trying not to fight with you. Even though you're the one who's blocking my bedroom door and waving random bits of fabric in my face. It's a scarf, she proclaims, flapping the floaty bit of cloth she's been trying to tie around my neck for the last 5 minutes. And you need it. I do not need a scarf, I retort, batting her hands away. We live in LA. No one ever needs a scarf. It's decorative, she crows, her face screwing into that look that means I'm being a total pain in the ass. I would argue, see, again with the arguing, that she's the one being the pain in the ass, since she's keeping me from what I actually need to do. I have to get over to the dojo, where my fellow judoka are preparing for our big martial arts demonstration today. We always put on a show at the parade that kicks off Nikkei Week. The annual festival in Los Angeles' downtown neighborhood of Little Tokyo, celebrating all things Japanese and Japanese-American. I'm really trying not to deploy my temper. Auntie Och calls it Rika-chan's kaiju, or giant monster, after all the Japanese creature movies she watches on the YouTube, holding her phone screen way too close to her face. I'd swear her tone sounds almost admiring. But the truth is, my temper always gets me in trouble. It's somehow even more monstrous than Godzilla or Mothra or any of the titans rampaging across Auntie Och's screen, destroying entire miniature cities. It's one of the snarling beasts in the Japanese folklore stories I've been obsessed with since I was a kid, clawing through my blood and rattling against my rib cage. Dying to escape and gobble up those who insist on provoking it. Like the guy who thought it would be funny to pretend choke me after I tapped out during a sparring session in judo. I was only 8, so I bit him, and almost got kicked out of the dojo over it. Or the anime-obsessed white girls who frequent my auntie's katsu restaurant and order me to speak to them in an authentic Japanese accent. I once dumped a full can of Coke on Queen Becky. The ultimate white girl who just, like, loves Asian culture. And it felt so good. Until that particular Becky's mother started an online petition to shut down the restaurant, and Auntie Susie wearily explained to me the need for our family to appear respectable. That one did not happen when I was 8, by the way. That was last week. I don't want to be in trouble all the time. So I try to keep my kaiju temper leashed. But my kaiju temper doesn't care about what I want. Even now, I can feel it rising up, swirling through my bloodstream, tempted to bite at Belle for derailing what should be a big day for both of us simply because she hates my outfit. Oh yes, that's what started this. My sister hates my outfit. Rika! Belle brandishes her decorative scarf again. And gives me the imperious look that's made her the benevolent but unchallenged leader of the cool kid crew at Tataki High. Seriously, all eyes are about to be on you at this parade, and that's what you want to wear? All eyes are about to be on you, I counter. You're temporary royalty, ruling over the glorious smog of downtown LA. I'm merely one of your subjects, who just happens to be the reigning judo star of the Little Tokyo Dojo. About to kick every available ass in the Nikkei Week Parade's demonstration. She gives me that imperious look again. Don't act all modest, Rika-chan. I know you're proud of your fighty abilities.